This is Bush and Rich's Daily Takeaway.
Big, big well done to Taylor on the Dave Berry Breakfast Show this morning, who became a record breaker by quite an achievement, peeling a world record amount of mandarins in 1 minute. Did you hear how it went down?
3, 2, 1, go.
This is it, Taylor. This
yes,
is really good, man.
Staying intact.
That's it.
The juice is flying. The peel is coming off. Here we
That's
go.
That's it. Bang. Let's move on. Let's get straight into that one.
Oh, this is peeling so quick.
This is really good.
One.
Really good.
Come on, Taylor.
Taylor,
there you go.
Yeah, are you going to need to go back to the first one? There's a bit of peel on there. Get that off.
Yes,
now move on to the third one quickly. Here we go.
30 seconds gone.
Come on. You can do this. This is you're doing really great, Taylor. Come on, man. One.
Yes. Look at
boy tie dye t-shirt wearing peeling machine.
Okay, 9.
Come on, Taylor.
Five.
Come on, you got this. Get off.
Taylor, as you know, you needed to peel at least 4 mandarins within the minute. So that means, congratulations, you're a Guinness World Records title holder. Taylor, on behalf of Guinness World Records, it gives me great pleasure to announce that you are officially amazing. Congratulations.
Oh,
well done.
Give it up.
A big well done to Taylor. If you haven't seen the video of this, you really must check it out on the Absolute Radio Instagram account. You can see a fantastic video of it. It'll put a massive smile on your face, particularly at the end as Taylor is so chuffed and receives the certificate from the Guinness World Records people. And when I saw that, it made me react and think of something that I have at home. Now, I don't want to sound like I'm bragging here, but I have one of these as well. From many years ago, when I set a world record with Guinness, it's an official one, I set a world record for pushing and gliding the longest distance on a shopping trolley. A proud moment for the entire family. My certificate lives in the downstairs toilet. I don't know where Taylor's going to put his, hopefully somewhere a lot more auspicious, but mine lives in the downstairs toilet. That is where I am told it has to go. It's not going out anywhere else on display. So my question is, what do you keep in your downstairs toilet? The number of places I've visited, people's houses, and you go in their downstairs loo, and there's all sorts of stuff up there, and you're thinking, why is this hidden in here? This should be out somewhere proud. All these pictures, all these collections, all these photographs. What are you keeping in your downstairs toilet? I want to pry. Alan Chapman's been in touch. Where do you think his long service certificates for 20, 30 and 35 years with the same company are on display? Yes, downstairs toilet. Simon, I hear you have something special in your toilet.
Yes, indeed. On a recent trip to Silverstone Experience, I bought a framed quote from Murray Walker, and it basically says next to the loo, and it's go, go, go.
Oh, that's brilliant. Now, you've described it as next to the toilet. How do I put this politely? Is it in view?
Yeah, well, if you look to your right, yes, it's in view. So, but it's up on the wall, so it's out of reach. But keep things all hygienic. Yeah,
yeah, indeed. What Murray would think of that, no one knows. But that's brilliant. I love it, Simon. It's literally a pit stop.
Yes, absolutely.
Thank you. Jeremy says, false modesty to put things on the wall in the downstairs loo. It's the only one place that most visitors will go at some point, and a small room, so they're bound to see it, whatever it is. He goes, I keep my national rowing champion shield on the wall in mine. Classy, Jeremy, like it. Jen, what have you got in yours?
So we have a massive painting of one of the ships that my husband served on when he was in the Royal Shield Auxiliary. I believe it's the Cardigan Bay. It's a massive thing that takes up the entire back wall right behind the toilet. So it's the first thing people notice when they walk into it. People love it. It's a real big talking point.
How big a picture is this?
It's probably got to be about 3 feet by 4 or 5 feet. It is a massive painting.
So if I was going in for a quick visit, it would be right in front of me, if you see what I mean.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. You walk right into the toilet, and there it is, this massive military ship behind the toilet.
Now, is it in there, Jen? Be honest, because you don't want it up anywhere else.
Maybe.
I think this is a common thread. Your poor husband.
That's basically it. Yep. Yeah, so unfortunately, all his glory in the Royal Fleet Artillery is stuck in the toilet.
Much like my world record. Jem says, in mine, I have a photo that I took of George Michael when he walked into a pub that I was in. It's brilliant. Caroline in Norfolk, London Marathon medal and number proudly displayed in mine. No one can miss the fact that I've run the marathon twice. What's lovely about this last one for now is that most people, the things they have on display in the downstairs toilet are things they're proud of. This is different. Becky's in Peterborough. I have a sequence of three photos showing me falling off my horse. First picture, her stopping at the jump. Second picture, me midair looking like a roast chicken. Third, it's me on the floor. This text says, I have a photo of my dog sat on a toilet reading a newspaper in my downstairs toilet. The best thing is, I've no idea who bought it for me. Love that. We have an invitation to Admiral Nelson's state funeral as we're related to the doctor that amputated his arm, says Billy. That's a curious one. And then Tony in Leatherhead, probably the most showbiz. Growing up, I lived next door to Elton John and David Bowie's producer and his wife. I remember their downstairs loo being covered in framed gold and platinum discs. Quite interesting going to the toilet next to a gold disc of Goodbye Yellow Brick Road. Alison is hanging on. What's in your downstairs toilet then, Alison?
It's known as the Bog of Best Bits.
The Bog of Best Bits. I like it already.
So we've got, I'm standing in here now so I can say, we've got drawings by my children of various ages. I've got my degree certificate.
Brilliant.
I've got my cat's collar from when he passed away. I've had that framed.
Wow.
I've got autographs of people that I've been lucky enough to meet.
Famous people? Who have we got? What celebrities?
Adam Ant, Keith Richards, George Michael.
Wow.
mainly things that the children have made and little drawings, and I love it when people come and see us for the first time. They're kind of being here for ages, and
I think I've been known to be in the toilet for a while anyway. I find them very comfortable, but I don't think I'd be out for ages. I have to look everything up.
Well, it makes it a pleasurable experience.
I love that. The fact that you've got celebrities' autographs next door to, rest in peace, your first cat's collar.
Yeah, well, you've got to have an eclectic, vision.
Oh, Alison, I love it. The Bog of Best Bits is brilliant. We should all have one.
Thank you. The Daily
Takeaway. Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
10 weeks of tickets.
Got tickets today for you to see the Pet Shop Boys in Birmingham on 10 Weeks of Tickets, playing 9th of June. You could be there if you're today's winner on Pet Shop Noise. You are going to hear the sound of someone walking into a pet shop. You'll need to identify not only the pet that is making a right old racket, but what is the song that the pet is obscuring. Have a listen to this. What is the pet? What is the song in the background? It's a big shop, isn't it? Really big shop. Thinking they know what's going on right now is Alison in Birmingham itself. How are you, Alison?
I'm good, thank you.
Tell me it's nicer up there today than it is down here.
Yeah, it's not too bad, actually. Overcast, but dry.
Well, you wouldn't have to go far to go and see the Pet Shop Boys, would you?
No, just down the road.
I trust you're a big fan.
Yes, definitely.
So I trust you know your animals and your songs. What was it we were hearing, Alison?
OK, I think it was a horse, and it was Go West by the Pet Shop Boys.
It was a horse, that's for sure, and just confirming it was indeed Go West, I must take my hat off to the person who I did see texting saying a horse and together. That is not the name of the song, but they do sing that a lot. Alison, congratulations, you're going to go and see the Pet Shop Boys.
OK, thank you very much.
Have you seen them before?
years ago.
You'll know then that they are very good. You'll have an amazing time. Enjoy, Alison. Well done.
Thank you very much.
This is the Daily Takeaway.
Even if football isn't your thing, that despite the fact that the Premier League season finishing at the weekend, big football news today with Gareth Southgate naming his squad for the Euros. Scotland going to Germany as well this summer. It's going to be quite the festival of football. Big news today, though, with the England squad being named. Marcus Rashford, the noticeable absentee. Imagine, though, the pressure on Gareth Southgate, right? If we take this away from football for a second, imagine you had to name all of your plans for the summer today. Whole world watching you. It's all nailed down. You're telling everybody, putting them on notice as to what's going on for the summer. What would you be saying if you had to nail your plans for the summer today? For me... Well, Grandad, first of all, you're getting a call up for London Zoo this bank holiday weekend. It's his 21st consecutive year of Grandad duties, so he shouldn't be surprised he's getting that call up, and what a job he's doing so far. He may have gone to play overseas, but a call up for my little brother and his family. They're coming over from Miami to visit next month, so big news, that one. And then finally, it should also be noted that all wider family... My side of the family and in-laws have been put on standby for childcare call-ups from late July, lasting for 6 weeks right through August. Poor Michelle, cancelling everything until early summer due to falling downstairs at the weekend and breaking toes on one foot and the other foot. All her plans, they're now gone. Poor old Gareth, he's got it better than Michelle. And then Nate, I intend to cover a ridiculous amount of kids' time off school by spending a fortune on clubs. Yay.